Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. Time for us to order up. This week we are ordering up our numbers game with number 9. We are going with the best nines of all time, and my oh my, were there a lot of nines to choose from. But there can be only 5. From 5 to 1, who are your top nines? D.
909. Mine was a tough one. All right, mine's... So I'm going to start off with Roger Maris at number 5.
Oh,
I mean, he was the first player to, break Babe Ruth's record, hit 61 home runs in the season, 2-time MVP, 3-time World Series, Gold Glover, 7-time All-Star. Roger Maris, I've always been a fan. I like him. He's a good guy. Number 4... Number four, I'm going with Drew Brees. Drew Breesy, 13-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl MVP. He broke almost all of Dan Marino's passing records. I mean, he for 5'9", 6 feet tall. I mean, just an amazing quarterback. He broke all the high school records when he was in Texas. And for his size to be as good as he is, I mean, I think it's super impressive. Drew Brees, I've got coming in at number 4. Number 3, I'm going with Tony Parker.
Wow.
I'm going with Tony Parker. He's got the championships. He's a Hall of Famer, 4-time NBA champion, 4-time All-NBA. Tony Parker in his prime was a problem. He was a guy that could dribble to his spot around the foul line, knock down shots, good three-point shooter, good passer. Tony Parker, I got it number 3. Okay. And now number two, I've got Ted Williams. Ted Williams. Ted Williams, I got it number 2. He's a Hall of Famer, 2-time MVP, 19-time All-Star, 6-time batting champion, 2-time Triple Crown. Never won a World Series, though. This is a guy that played more games than Anthony Rendon did, and he went to war for 3 years.
Probably shot down more planes than he had hits.
But his numbers are silly. Like, he walked 162 times in one season. I mean, his OBP was 490, 497, 553. Like, come on, man. Like, this is just silly. 159 RBI in a season. Like, just best hitter all around. Like, just a great hitter. My number one might surprise you, but it's Gordie Howe.
Wow.
Gordie Howe, Hall of Famer, 4-time Cup winner, 100th anniversary team, 6-time Hart Trophy winner, top six hockey player of all time. He's Mr. Hockey. That's what his nickname is. So, yeah, I'm going Gordie Howe. What do you got, dude?
Gordie Howe. Never had a Gordie Howe hat trick. never had a goal and an assist in a fight in the same game. So that's very interesting. They named it after a guy that actually never achieved it. That's always interesting. Some honorable mentions. Lots of honorable mentions here. You're looking at Ronaldo, R9.
Damien Easley, right?
Damien Easley. Okay. Yeah. For me, Tony Parker is honorable mention. Roger Maris is honorable mention. Rocket Richard, amazing goal scorer for the Canadians. Enos Slaughter, Hall of Famer, former Yankee, former Cardinal. Mike Modano, one of the greatest U.S.-born hockey players of all time, and one of the best British strikers of all time, Harry Kane. Not on the list. Honorable mention. For me, number five, I'm going with Drew Brees.
Drew Brees,
13-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro, one-time Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl MVP, probably on the NBA 75th anniversary team.
Take a drink.
Walter Payton Man of the Year, Burt Bell Award, 80,000 yards. You heard that right, 80,000 passing yards, 571 career touchdowns, 67.7 career completion percentage. Yeah, Drew Brees is really good at quarterback. He was a really, really good quarterback. Number four, I got to go Mia Hamm. 158 goals and 275 international appearances. Two-time World Cup winner. Two-time Olympic gold medal. Four World Cup appearances. Three Olympic appearances. Four national championships. As a college player at the University of North Carolina, ACC Player of the Year, NCAA Tournament MVP, ACC Tournament Most Valuable Player. She is the gold standard of women's soccer. Actually, you can argue that she's the gold standard of soccer, period. She's up there in terms of credentials. So, Mia Hamm, number four for me. Number three, I got to go with the gold. I have to go with Bobby Hull, the Golden Jet. Hall of Fame, one-time Cup winner, two-time WHA champion, three-time Ross, 12-time All-Star, two-time Hart Trophy, Lady Bing in 64-65, 100th anniversary team, probably 75th anniversary, take a drink. 1,170 points, 610 goals, 560 assists, plus 249 for his career. Yeah, Bobby Hull was really fucking good at hockey. And kind of, it rubbed off on Brett just a little bit. Just a little bit, you know. The Golden Brett is as good as the Golden Jet. Number two for me is Gordie Howe. Four-time Cup winner, two-time WHA champion, 21-time All-Star, six-time Ross Trophy, six-time Hart Trophy, 100th anniversary team, 801 career goals, 1,049 career assists, a career plus minus of 160. Solid as they come. And a cool little footnote, he got to play with both of his sons on the Hartford Whalers in, I think, 1980. Which is kind of cool. It was like the Griffey Sr., Griffey Jr. moment. That's pretty awesome. So longevity was there. He was born in 1928. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And he had a career that spanned from 1946-1947 to 1979-1980. He retired for professional hockey at the age of 51.
Yeah.
They don't, what? What? They don't make people like Bobby, like Gordie Howe anymore. They don't make them like Bobby Hull anymore. Like they just, it's just different, man. They were born made different. Damn. Like, Gordie Howe, number two. And number one for me,
Tony Romo.
He should have been I forgot him on my honorable mention. Oh, Jim, I don't know. I got to go with the Splendid Splinter. I have to go with Ted Williams. And not just because he had more, more kills than Anthony Rendon had hits. So, no.
So you're saying I'm a bitch.
So you're saying I'm a bitch. Ted Williams, you're saying I'm a bitch. Yes, that's exactly what we're saying. That's exactly what Ted Williams is saying to you. Jesus Christ. 19-time All-Star, 2-time Triple Crown. Yeah. 5-time Major League Player of the Year, 6-time batting title, 521 career homers, career average of .344. Yep. Yeah. Pretty, pretty good. If you're into war, you're going to love this. Ted Williams is a career war of 121.8. He is worth 122 more wins than the schlub that replaces him. I believe that. Ted Williams is amazing. And it was always interesting hearing him talk about hitting. He is a lot like Barry Bonds in that regard. It's just fascinating to hear him talk about the mechanics of hitting and the psychology of hitting. If you've never gotten a chance to listen to it, to old interviews with Ted Williams about hitting, it's really very interesting. And he was so stubborn because they started playing a shift against him. And like he worked very diligently and broke down what he needed to do in order to break through the shift, because he wasn't bunting, right? They were lining three people up on the right side of the infield. He wasn't bunting. That's not Ted Williams' style. So he hit through the shift. You got to hit it over the shift. There you go. That's the answer. You got to hit it over and through. And Ted Williams did it. And last man to hit 400. That's going to last a while because it's kind of hard to do. So Teddy Ball Game, number one on my list. Those are our top fives. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNZ and let us know who your top number nines are. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we're on to number 10. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.